Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the revoking of a gift, Ruju' fil Hibah. So the second part of this chapter is what is left to discuss, and we'll do one hadith that will explain the second part of this chapter. The second part of this chapter deals with the detestability of purchasing an item from a person to whom one has given it as sadaqah, has given it as zakat, kafara, etc. So we have, a person has given someone something as zakat, maybe as kafara, as sadaqah, etc. Now to purchase that item back from that person, this is makruh, this is disliked. Why? Because there is a chance, a great chance, that the person may give it back to you, that item of zakat, that item of sadaqah, that item of kafara, he'll give it back to you at a reduced price. You gave it to him first free of charge. So there, in consideration of your gesture of kindness, he may want to repay the gesture of kindness. But here you take, when you give something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, zakat, then you don't take anything in return for that zakat from that person. However, if that person onwards sold it, he sold it to a third party now, or he gifted it to a third party, now you want to buy that thing from the third party, then there's no problem. For example, you gave a person a car as zakat. You got the value of the car, the market value of the car, and you've given it as zakat to a poor person. Couldn't afford anything, you had a car by you, you gave it to that person. So this poor person now, he went and sold that car and he took the money. So you wanted that car, you like that car, it's lying by some third party now. You can buy the car back, there's no harm. But so long as it's by the person that has received it as zakat, as sadaqah, as kafara, etc., then it's disliked for you to go and buy it back from him. In other words, don't take back even that little bit amount of discount that he may give you because of the kindness you showed to him. So this is the beauty of Shariat, that when you give something up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't take anything back from it. So this also teaches us, if this is in good deeds, that we give a good deed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine if a person has given up a sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thought to go back to that guna should never ever be there. Person made near that, I'm not going to watch television anymore. He gave it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should never ever go back to that bad deed. For example, a person made near that, I'm going to give up drugs for the sake of Allah ta'ala, I want to give up smoking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gave it up. How much more a person should be careful that I don't take anything back from it. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had given it up. In fact, in hadith you'll find that sahaba were so considerate about this point, is that they made hijrat from Makkah al-Mukarramah, those sahaba that made hijrat known as the Muhajirin, from Makkah al-Mukarramah they made hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara. When they would now come for Umrah, or they would come for Hajj, they were scared to stay there more than 3 days over and above what was necessary. We don't, it mustn't be such that we gave up Makkah Sharif for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and we must pass away here. We gave it up for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It was very, very beloved to us. But for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, we left it and we went to Madinatul Munawwara. It shouldn't be happen such that something that we gave up now, we are taking it back, even by passing away in this place. Look how careful they were. Something that was given up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must give it up completely. Like that, if a person has got any illicit beloved, for example, a person has got any type of haram relationship, a person is giving up interest for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm giving up photography for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm giving up any guna, any type of sin. I used to miss my Fajr Salah before, now I'm giving that up and I'm going to perform my Fajr Salah. So a person is giving up that guna for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should never ever revisit that guna. Here we are being taught that even in good deeds also, don't take even the discounted amount from giving zakat in your sadaqah and your kafara, etc. There's one question that commonly comes up, we'd rather just mention it whilst it's under this, is when people give donations, then they get a Section 18A certificate. So people feel now we are taking back from our zakat, we're taking back from our sadaqah, our lillah, etc., our kafara. So are we taking back by taking a Section 18A certificate? Remember something, a Section 18A certificate, a person is not taking back any zakat that he had given, any kafara. All he is benefiting from the Section 18A certificate is year-end when he has to pay SARS his taxes. Now he has to pay SARS a lower amount. SARS will allow him a deduction because of the Section 18A certificate that he has got. So here a person is not taking back his zakat from the person that he has given it to. He's not taking back his sadaqah or his kafara. He's getting back, or he's getting a certificate. that later will help him for that zulam, the taxes that is upon him, that oppression that he'll have to pay SARS. Now at least he'll have one more document to show SARS and save himself from paying extra taxes. So a person getting a Section 18A certificate for zakat or for sadaqah or for kafara or for whatever donation he made, he's not taking back from that donation. Actually what is happening, it's helping him later to pay less taxes, which is a completely different issue. This issue is year-end with SARS. It helps him just to pay a little bit less taxes. So there is no taking back from zakat. So many people get confused with this. They think that they are taking back from zakat by getting a Section 18A certificate. There isn't any taking back from zakat. In fact, here when we're doing, we see that if this item is given to a third party now, person can buy it back from the third party. When you're dealing with a Section 18A certificate, you're not even dealing with the party that you have given your zakat to. Now you're dealing with SARS, you're dealing with the revenue service. Anyway, this hadith, this last hadith will explain this concept about taking back from items of, taking back an item of sadaqah from a person that it was given to. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال حملت على فرس في سبيل الله فأضاعه الذي كان عنده فأردت أن أشتريه وظننت أنه يبيعه برخص فسألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لا تشتريه ولا تعود في صدقتك وإن أعطاكه بدرهم فإن العائد في صدقته كالعائد في قيئه متفق عليه. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu narrates that I gave away a horse as sadaqah to a mujahid in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So I had a horse that I gave it away for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. There's a mujahid out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. I'm giving it to him as sadaqah. So this was his niyat. He had given it to this mujahid in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this person did not take good care of it. He did not look after that horse as it ought to have been looked after. In other words, he didn't feed it well, he didn't give it good drink, etc. So now Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu could see that this horse was getting, so to speak, destroyed. It wasn't, this person wasn't looking after it. So he says, I wanted to buy it back and thought that he would sell it to me at a low price. I thought to myself, now I want to buy this thing back, but I gave it to him for free, so he'll sell it back to me at a low price. I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first lesson we learn, out of the many lessons that we learn from this hadith, the first lesson that we'll mention here, is that whenever Sahaba wanted to do something, they made mashura with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our condition is such, we'll first do it and then later we'll make mashura. I'll first do something and then later I'll make mashura, I'll just inform somebody who I want to inform. Yeah, look at them, that he wanted to buy this thing back, but he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, do not buy it nor take back your sadaqah, even if he gives it to you for one dirham. If this person gives it to you now for one dirham, do not buy the thing back. In other words, you have given this horse for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not take back your sadaqah. In other words, in any form, don't take back the sadaqah that you have given this person. So if he sells it to you for one dirham also, then also don't even take this horse back, even if you get it very cheap, like how it, one dirham is nothing. One dirham is one silver coin. Even if he gives it to you for one silver coin, then also don't buy this horse back from this person. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, one who takes back his sadaqah is like one who takes back his own vomit. One who takes back his sadaqah is like one who takes back his own vomit. This hadith is mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. It is makruh to reclaim ownership of one sadaqah, zakat, kafara, etc., or a gift from a person to whom it was given. One of the reasons, as we mentioned, of impermissibility of repurchasing such an item is the new owner will sell it to the initial owner at a cheaper price, and this will amount to the original owner giving less in charity. However, if it returns to a person through inheritance or after being transferred to a third person, it will be permissible. So you have given somebody, for example, this question comes up, that I've given my father an item. And now, when he passes away, then I'll inherit that item. So now, is that taking back my sadaqah? When you're getting back as inheritance, because now my father was the owner of the item, I had given it to him, so I'm getting it back now via inheritance. This is not taking back one sadaqah. Now this has been given to you from the side of Shariat. You had given it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via the laws of inheritance, is giving it back to you. So it's not like you are reclaiming a gift. So there is no karahat. There is no dislike. So there it is permissible. So this is the few masail that surround the gifting in Shariat. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Something that we take so simple. Look how many different laws came out just from gifting. This is the beauty of our deen. This is the beauty of our Shariat. And despite it coming, so to speak, in the camel age, there are so many rules and so many regulations that are so practical. If it was not for these beautiful laws of Shariat and these beautiful rules, then there would be so much of fighting and so much of problems when it came just to gifting. For example, if husband and wife, husband promises the wife so many things and he gives the wife so many things, and tomorrow he says, no, I can take it back. And now what will happen to that marriage? So here the door is closed. Or for example, close relationship. Or the item was gifted and we explained it is now destroyed. Or person built upon that item and he increased upon it. So the different laws we did. Those 7 different situations that we did. Keep that in mind also. All this got to do as far as gifting is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.